I asked the old lady across the street again yelling, help.
Help!
That sounded like me that night.
By the way, we're starting. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Buckle Law Entertainment Podcast. So, from the last episode that I did, I was out back in California. I'm actually out here in Florida now, and I'm with two good people that I met a few weeks back, and we've pretty much been hanging out ever since, so I thought it might be a good time to bring them onto the podcast. It's been a few months. I haven't done one in a while, so first person that I'm going to be bringing on is Preston. Preston?
Tanfer.
And then his obnoxious, hysterical girlfriend right now that's walking around the porch, running upstairs, being a little baby about everything, named Morgan. Morgan, I swear to God, you better yell something.
Yee-yee.
She yells yee-yee. But we got a pretty good episode coming up for you guys tonight. Now, just to let y'all know, we're just winging this shit right now because it was kind of last minute. First question I know y'all have had for a while is, where is the weirdest place you have had sex at? And did you get caught or were you not caught? Now, I'm the host of this podcast, so I think it's the best thing to do to have the guests start first. Hell, so, Preston, you're up.
Ahead. You go ahead, buddy.
No, it's up to you, bro.
Uh-huh.
You gotta come a little closer, by the way.
No, that's on you.
No, it's not on me.
It's on you.
It's not on me. You're the guest on the show. You're going to start off first. If you really want me to start off first, I will.
Go ahead.
All right, so I think the weirdest place I've... Okay, so I was out in Nashville, Tennessee, and by the way, I did get caught. So it was a first date. Didn't even think anything of it.
Well, a crack whore.
No, she was actually an insurance lady, to be honest.
From Cheatham County.
No, not Cheatham County. Murfreesboro, actually. No, I went and picked her up. We went, I forgot where we ate at or something like that. But
probably IHOP.
No.
Where all them wood-legged bastards work.
No, it was actually at a steak restaurant, I believe. I forgot what the name was, but we actually had a few drinks after that. And
two steaks, mother, and underwear. That baby gravy clam chowder.
I'm trying to tell the story here, motherfucker. Anyways, no, I was driving her back home. She's like, actually, I really don't feel like going back home. And I was like, where do you want to go? And I was like, well, keep driving and I'll tell you when to turn right. Fuck, we were about maybe 5 miles outside of downtown Nashville over there by Broadway and all that. Mm. We were driving. All of a sudden, about 5 miles later, she tells me to turn right into this fucking hospital parking lot. And I was like, what are we doing here in an empty hospital parking lot? As soon as I parked the fucking truck, she's all starting to make out with me and everything like that. We're doing the dang thing. And at that time, I had a four-seater, so I had a back seat. And she was, you know, she was basically trying to fuck in the truck at a hospital parking lot. We're both butt-ass naked. I'm about to put it in. All of a sudden, flashlight fucking back of my truck. I'm just like, fuck. First, I thought it was security. I was like, all right, I ain't got nothing to worry about with security. Turns out it was hospital police. And it was a female, too. The first words out of that girl's mouth were, fuck, I hope she didn't try to join in. And I was like, what? So she fucking, I'm over here trying to put my underwear on, put my pants back on. She's over here trying to put her fucking bra and panties back on.
That's where you did it all wrong. You ain't even supposed to have your clothes in sight. You throw them bitches out the window coming down the road.
And then what am I supposed to wear for the rest of the night?
Why wear anything at all?
Shit. If I gotta go out and get some gas, I'm going out butt ass naked. That's pretty much it.
That's me. Tuck and go.
So what ended up happening is, she tells me to fucking open my back truck door, and she goes, "Are you fucking serious? Really? In a hospital parking lot? There's plenty of other parking lots that y'all could have been doing that shit at, and you had to pick the hospital parking lot." And I was like, "Honestly, ma'am, this was all her idea.
You were just preparing yourself to go get an STD test afterwards from the crack." He's finna go get dick swabbed.
But she ended up letting us go that night, even though she caught us. So at that point in time, before we got caught, I didn't even put it in. And I was like, "Well, honestly, I know a couple spots where we won't get caught by cops, so we might as well just go to that other parking lot and finish it off right there." And we ended up doing that. But I have never fucked, nor did I even think about trying to get laid in a hospital parking lot. Like, that was the worst thing I've ever went through. But I seriously thought we were both going to jail that night. I guarantee if it was a guy, we probably would have went in jail that night. For real.
Well, yeah. It would make you gay.
Wow. Hopefully it wasn't no gay cop. All right, Preston, you're up. Weirdest place you ever had sex at? And did you get caught? Yes or no?
I never got caught. Well, I mean, I guess, kind of, but... I don't know. I've got a bunch of weird places.
Well, where is the most funniest, probably the most fucked up one, too? And was it with her?
No.
Or somebody else?
No. We had sex in our bed, our couch, or the table you ate at.
Yeah, that ain't... wait, what?
You said my baby gravy earlier.
Fuck.
It wasn't regular butter in the mashed taters.
Gross. Seriously, tell a story, dude.
Holiday Inn Resort, we was at the hot tub.
Here in Florida?
Here in Florida, Pensacola Beach. Floating the lazy river naked, about 11:30 at night. We start fucking in the hot tub, and, you know, I'm like minute rice, you know, I'm down in a jiffy, so, yeah, I finish up, and next thing you know, I hear clap, 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 and I look up, and there's a fucking pervert up the top, you know, six floors up, clapping.
It wasn't you clapping.
No, it wasn't me clapping. It damn sure wasn't.
You weren't clapping cheeks.
No. I ain't got enough meat for that, dude.
You got enough meat? That'd be your belly hitting her ass cheek.
Maybe belly, yeah. It was either that or she ain't have enough ass, one or the other. Yeah, that's pretty good. He's clapping and shit.
He was doing the same thing?
She was, no. He was just watching us.
And he was just jerking weird. It?
Probably. I mean, you know.
Wait, he was clapping, but you didn't see what he was doing?
He's like clapping for the show, you know?
Oh!
So, that was pretty weird, you know? She was embarrassed, though, and I didn't give a shit. I got up and walked off naked waving at him.
Fuck, I would have been like, fuck, while you're here, you might as well just record it.
I did the other time.
I swear, I'd be like, I swear to God, if I see your dick come out and you start putting your hand on that little pecker of yours, I'm fucking shooting your ass.
What was your first time like?
Mine? Oh, fuck. My first time. So it was with this chick that I went to high school with.
Oh, wow.
First of all, is that your phone going off?
Bro.
Okay, I thought that was mine.
She's got friends I don't.
What the fuck am I then?
My email.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're a friend, but I mean, like, she's
I'm
got,
your
like,
best friend, bitch.
Well, yeah. She's got like 5 million friends on Facebook. I got 12 friends, 9 of them are pending, but.
Shit. And then me and her are the only ones confirmed.
I got 12 friends though.
No, my first time, so fuck, I think I was about 13 years old. Me. I think I was about 13 years old, and
you were in high school at 13. You must have been a smart motherfucker, son, because I was 15 in 7th grade.
Yeah, well, I had a life back then.
No, I was 15 in 7th grade. Got held back in 2nd and failed 7th twice. And dropped out my 3rd year.
Well, that makes sense.
And keep in mind, guys, before I finish this sex story, just want to give you a little heads up. You don't need a high school diploma to be a smart motherfucker. Because there's billionaires out there that have still, to this day, not had a fucking high school diploma. So, You really don't need a high school diploma. Yeah, it's good if you want to go to fucking college, especially to like one of them expensive colleges like Harvard or Stanford or something like that. You needed a fucking high school diploma for that.
Just to get out and be in debt for the next 15 years.
Fuck yeah, but if you were going to school to have a good-ass job and make millions of dollars, hell, you could pay off that shit in a month.
I know, because even if you got a degree, you still start at the bottom.
Yeah. You finger his hole.
She likes licking the lint out of my belly button.
Or the fucking dry cum the night before.
Yeah. Not my belly button, son. She licks it out before it dries. She likes when I punch her in the face during sex.
Okay, I feel like they're just going to think you have this imaginary girlfriend. You need to say something for real.
You know, Pamela Henderson and Five Finger Susie here. But...
Let me introduce you to my friend Pamela Henderson.
Yeah.
No, you really need to say something so that way we don't feel like we're just joking around with no woman.
She told me the other day.
Just say some yee yee or some shit, like for real.
She told me the other day, she's like, I'm the only one that's ever done it like that. I was like, no, you're the only one. She said, you're a fucking liar. I said, no, because the rest of them were nines and tens.
Fuck. Well, you know that position 69, right?
I know 96.
What the fuck's 96?
You just reversed.
Well, you know what
I'm on top.
You know what fucking
she can't move her head away.
You know what 60? You know what 68 is? 69 is that both getting to each other. 68 is you owe her one.
You know what the angry pirate is? Huh. You're hitting her from behind, right? You spit on her back, make you think she, you nutted on her back. You know she turns around, you get it in her eye right there. Boom! You stump on her toe, now she's hopping around on 1 foot, covering her eye like an angry pirate.
Fuck! That's a burning fucking.
Or the bucking bronco.
Well, no, that fucking one you were just talking about, that's a burning whipped cream.
I don't know about that. I'm lactose intolerant.
You just get the lactose intolerant whipped cream, that's all you can get.
I don't think they make such a thing. It's still made from dairy, that's how they make whipped cream.
Yeah. My first time having sex, we were over at her house, and her daddy was ex-Marine. He was ex-MP, so he was a big motherfucker. And apparently he was still in the Marines when me and her were about to start fooling around. And she told me that
I'm hitting a cigarette in the damn jewel.
Apparently he had some fucking shit to do on base or whatever, so he wasn't going to be home for a few hours. So as soon as he left the house,
little did she hits me up. On base.
What?
I said, little did you know they lived on base.
Nope. I go over there, and me and her are fooling around. We're fucking for at least 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden, we hear the door open, and I was like, oh, shit. This ain't good. And I was like, that better be your fucking sister. And all of a sudden, I hear her dad go, honey, sorry, I forgot my phone here.
When are you one of those?
What?
One of the little spreader things that the gynecologist used.
Oh, God.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, if you're fucking high off your ass.
I got a sewer camera. I'll figure out what it looks like in there.
You know what I did to try to spice up my marriage when I was married?
Oh, back to your story when you started.
Anyhow. Oh, fuck. After...
Better be your sister. That's what I remember.
Well, yeah, I said it better be your fucking sister walking in the house. Turns out it wasn't. It was her dad. And apparently he heard me a bunch of, like, commotion, trying to put my pants on and my boots on and try to climb out the fucking window before he... Because the way her house was built, her room was, like, clear across the fucking house. And this was a big-ass house. So he had a little bit to walk, so I thought I had time to fucking get my boots on and get my pants on and hop out that fucking window. Nope. My ass was still out of my pants. Like, he could see my white ass as soon as he opened that fucking door. So, he runs back out of the room. And I'm over here thinking, oh, fuck. What's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? And at this time, I'm like 13 years old. I don't know what the fuck he's gonna do. I'm already out of the window. And he starts shooting fucking rounds of 12 gauges at me while I'm running down the fucking road. With basically my shirt off, my pants halfway around my fucking legs. That was the last time I seen her ass.
First time I had sex, I got real nervous and I let out an ungodly fart. I had to look at some of that. This was about a 30-second long fart.
Fuck, you fart in a porno movie, it goes from porno movie to this comedy movie.
I don't know what happened, dude. I just let loose. My brother one time, his first time, it was in a car. I was actually driving. I was about 13 driving their car around. And you hear him sniffing. He said, "You got a dirty sock in here somewhere?" He's looking around for a dirty sock. She tried to run us both the fuck over. I sure did, right on Pace Lane. And Pace right beside Walmart. That shit was crazy.
Fuck.
But I've only had sex with six different women, so.
With how many?
Six.
Six?
Six.
I'll be honest, I lost count after fucking 40.
Yeah. By the time you're 30, you're...
Hey, that's what happens when you're in college and you meet a lot of drunk-ass women at fucking frat parties.
By the time you're 30, your dick's going to look like a pickle to sit out here in the sun for 3 weeks.
I'll tell you one thing. My dick still looks pretty good at 27 years old.
I don't know. I can't see mine past my gut.
Yeah, she's got to move your gut up just last to go down seen, and blow you.
Last time I seen my dick was in the mirror.
Getting out of the shower? Or taking a piss?
In the mirror. Sometimes I get naked on the counter and dance around.
Alright, you're up, Morgan. Weirdest place you ever had sex at? Come on, I know that skinny little motherfucker you were with before
probably
him.
The worst place to any do anything like that. It wasn't sex, but...
What, you blew him or something?
No. She got fingered in a church.
That's just wrong.
That is wrong.
That's wrong.
That's worse than smoking.
You're going to hell.
That's worse.
You got fingered in a fucking church.
That's worse than fucking rolling a joint in Bible paper.
That's worse than cracking open a beer.
I've done that. Working at the church. Working at the church, doing plumbing. While they had service going on.
My buddy was—he did it.
The pastor.
It was literally a Sunday fucking service, and my buddy cracks open a beer at the church, and all of a sudden you go. And it was right after the fucking pastor just literally finished the scripture, and everybody's like, "What?"
The pastor I had came from prison, fresh out the yard, basically. He gave me the beer. I wasn't but about 15. I was doing some plumbing work for him, for real. That's how I first learned how to, I swear, right there in East Milton.
You ever open a beer during a eulogy?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a eulogy is? No. Do you know what a eulogy is?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Explain
Isn't
it to
that
him.
That your punching bag thing in the back of your
no,
throat?
No, explain him what a fucking eulogy is.
And that's the ugular.
No, do it. Whisper it in his ear then.
Is that the thing where people write like they're on
explain
their deathbed?
Explain it in his ear. Yeah. What? Say that again?
People that write their note on their deathbed or whatever. Or something like that. Like in The Fault in Our Stars. Like she wrote the eulogy that gets wrote at the, read at the funeral or whatever.
Yeah. If you ever opened a beer during a eulogy, you might be a redneck.
My dad has his own eulogy he wrote up himself.
That's what he was doing. He opened a beer during a eulogy, my buddy. And the reverend just finished the whole fucking thing, and all of a sudden, poosh! And after that, he was like, what?
I don't know about these fucking Arabic fucking diaper heads. 7 virgins in heaven waiting on them.
You mean 72 virgins?
I'm pretty sure it's 7.
No, it's 72.
Well, if it's 70 fucking 2, look that shit up right now, baby.
Fuck, I hope there's no Viagra in heaven.
Dude, I overdosed on Viagra one time. That was the hardest day of my life.
Fuck, you probably walked around with a hard on for 2 or 3 days straight.
I took these things called Rhino RX 7 or something like that, dude. I had a hard dick for about 3 days afterwards, and I swear to God.
That's what I said, 2 or 3 days.
I finished 3 rounds of 6 and it still didn't go down. What is it, 7?
72.
72, Jesus Christ, take my life now.
You're not Islam.
If you gotta teach 72 women how to have sex, literally, you're fucked.
I don't want to have sex with a virgin.
Then it's too tight.
They become too clingy.
No, it's too tight.
I'd rather find an 85-year-old
See, in
woman.
Heaven, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
I'd rather find an 85-year-old woman somewhere.
By the way, I hope there's no churchgoers listening to this. I'm so sorry.
You go to church.
What? You
go to
church?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Never mind then. I don't feel so bad. Nah, I was on an airplane. I was flying. I was flying back from Hawaii, going back to California, and I was on my honeymoon, and I was reading these magazines that, you know how like they have those magazines on like first class and you can
read. Jacked off in the bathroom.
No, I was reading.
To a fucking, maybe it's Maybelline magazine.
No, I was reading a magazine and it was an article about this guy that's been married for 25 years and he was trying to spice up his sex relationship with his wife after 25 years. And he decided that one day he was going to get, you know, home before his wife did. And he was going to literally go home, get stripped down naked, and wear nothing but a red bow around his neck.
Hey, I done that.
And he said,
I done that, but I put her thong on instead. It just got a little
weird. Well, listen.
It got a little weird after that.
Listen. So, literally, he said that it was like they were fucking in high school all over again. Literally, it was like the best sex that they ever had with the, you know, bow and all that shit. And I was like, oh my God, I could do that. That way our sex never fucking dies. And keep in mind, this is literally our honeymoon. So I'm like, all right. So about a month goes by. And right, I decided to do that.
25 years.
So one of these Saturdays, I'm
saying. Your honeymoon should be your best sex of your life, I would think.
Fuck. I'm just saying, I'm trying to keep this sex open with spots, you know. I'm trying to keep it, you know, real hot, real spicy. So one of these Saturdays, it was like a month later. We're sitting on the couch one Saturday. I'm sitting there watching NASCAR. On a Saturday afternoon, and she goes,
he's like, oh God, Jeff Gordon, that fine, sexy son of a bitch.
You mean that slow, sexy son of a bitch?
I hate Jeff Gordon.
He's slow, dude. That's why he retired. But no, I'm sitting there watching. I got a beer in my hand. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm watching the NASCAR race, and she comes up to me and goes, hey, honey, I'm going to go to the store real quick. You need anything? I said, no, I think I'm good. I'm stacked up on beer. I got cigarettes. I think I'm good. She goes, all right, I'm going to go to the store. I'll be back in like 25, 30 minutes. I said, okay, honey. Love you. So she pulls out of the driveway. I fucking run to that back to that bedroom. I strip down naked. I'm wearing nothing but a red bow around my neck. Like, who would not want to open this present, you know?
Me?
I think you would want to open that present, motherfucker. Yeah, how you doing, you know? But, no, so I'm literally standing there sitting on the couch, and I'm hoping my fucking blinds were open, so I'm hoping the fucking neighbors don't look at my windows, you know? Only thing I could think of is, hey, you know, it's Friday, you know. But no, it wasn't Friday. So I'm sitting there, and I hear the fucking keys. You know, I hear her pulling in the driveway. So I'm like, all right, cool. This is it. You know, she's going to put those groceries in the kitchen. I'm going to have nothing but a bow around my neck. We're going to get into it right here on the living room floor. So I'm literally standing there in the hallway. I'm standing there in the hallway in front of the door ready to just watch her fucking facial expression. And then I hear other voices with her while she's fucking, you know, turning the key inside the door. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't run right back into the bedroom. She's already at the fucking door. So to the right of me, there was a closet right there. So I run into the closet. And she opens the door. And all of a sudden, I hear her and her girlfriend's walking in. All of a sudden, I hear this. Oh, yeah, I thought we would just, you know, grab your husband and we'll go get some steaks and we'll go have, you know, a nice lunch. And she's like, oh, that'd be great. Let me go get John. John? John? He's got a hearing problem. And the only reason why I said that, why she said that, is because sometimes I would ignore her when she's getting on my ass. So I would act like I'd have a hearing problem and I can't hear her at all. Just to make up some bullshit. And she actually believed that. So that's why she was screaming. That's why she was screaming that. And she was like, I wonder where he is. I hope he's okay. I mean, my truck was still in the driveway, so she knew I didn't go nowhere. So she's like, all right, well, we'll just, you know, come back in about 20, 30 minutes when he comes back wherever he is, and then we'll all go out. So as soon as her friends leave, I open that fucking closet door, and I was like, honey, I am so sorry. And she goes, what the hell is that? And she's like, what is wrong with you? And she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm trying to be sexy. And she's like, it's not sexy, it's creepy. And she's like, what did you think of this? And I was like, I read it in a magazine. She's like, what did I tell you about those magazines? And she's like, what's with the bow? And I'm like, I'm supposed to be a present. And she's like, we need more wrapping. Now go get dressed. Worst thing. I was like, yep, I'm never trying anything fucking sexy or romantic with my wife ever again after that.
I tried to be sexy one time some with my baby mom. We watched that show, Magic Mike. I tried to do a little kick turn move.
You mean the movie Magic Mike?
Yeah. I tried to do a little kick turn move over top of her head and laugh. Oh, yeah, exact. Fucking kicked her in the side of the head by accident. Yeah.
You give her a concussion?
I don't know. That was pretty bad, though. Needless to say, I did not get laid.
Yeah, fuck. I wouldn't lay you either if I was your wife or girlfriend or whatever. Fuck. You kicked me in the head. Fuck, you were in the doghouse for at least 3-4 days.
Right.
Till that swelling goes down?
Turns out I was only, like, number 12 that she was fucking at the same time, so.
Oh, fuck that bitch, then.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you one thing. I tried to spice up. Yeah, I was dating this girl after me and my ex-wife broke up. I was dating her for about 8-9 months. And first 5 months, we were having sex all the time. And then I started getting busy with my work. She started getting busy with her work. So we really didn't have time to have sex a lot. Because as soon as we both got home, we passed the fuck out after we ate dinner. We really didn't have time to fool around because we were both tired. So one of these nights, I think it was like on a Friday night or something like that, we get back from the bar. And she starts fucking wanting to get all sexy and fooling around and all that. I was like, oh, okay, this is really happening, you know? This is going to be good. And then we start fooling around, and she's like, oh! And I was like, yeah. I was like, yes, ma'am. I was like, you are welcome. She's like, I was like, I'm really turning you on. She's like, no, you're on my hair. Get off, get off. About 10 minutes into the sex after that, she was like, I think I was on top of her, and we had fucking, we had candles on the bed.
We had at you during orgasm. My old lady does that.
Fuck, you probably look like a ghost.
It was pretty weird. I ain't never had a female laugh at me.
Well, no, I put candles on the fucking headboard of the bed. Well, I was fucking her so good that the headboard started shaking while I was on top of her. All of a sudden, that hot black candle just fucking all over my back, and I'm screaming bloody murder like a fucking schoolgirl on the first day of high school. I'm like, ah! And she goes, yes, sir, you are welcome. Because she thought she was doing something to make me come. Little did she know, she had the fucking candles all over my fucking back. Fucking hurt like a bitch. Morgan, I swear to God, you need to bring up your weirdest fucking sex place, man. You really fucking do. We're going to do something else. Funniest camping story that you've ever experienced. Preston, go.
It's actually not too long ago. We're camping. I got the kids with us. And so my buddy Jake, my brother, and them was up all night fucking freaking themselves out about Bigfoot and shit. So they all go to bed. Next thing I know, I'm getting woke up by her slapping me. Get up. Wake up. There's something out there. Fire done died. And so then they had to pee. Her and Piper peed on the little front porch of the tent. I had to go find firewood in the middle of the night with no fucking flashlight. So, everybody's asleep, so I decided I'm going to start screaming, help! Help!
That's where that came from. Help!
I was trying to wake everybody up. Next thing I know, Kai, he started screaming with me, help! Help! So now me and Kai are screaming help at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the woods. That was a pretty good one. Other than that, my brother, he got drunk past that one night, and which actually was stupid. It was funny at the time, but it was stupid to think about later. Because he ended up waking up down by Deaton's Bridge with the fucking beaver dam sunburnt like shit. He was super drunk. We put him, drug his air mattress out there in the fucking river and put him in the river and let him float. We lost him.
Fuck.
He woke up by fucking the people down at Deaton's Bridge loading canoes and shit. Sunburnt to a fucking crisp. That was a pretty good one.
Morgan, I'm paying you $100. You have to at least tell one story. You really have to. No one's going to know what the fuck you look like or where you're from or anything or how to find you. You know how many Morgans there are in the United States? A lot.
How many parishes are there, though?
Parish is a fruit, by the way.
Or is it a parish of Biden?
I'll tell you one thing. My buddy was out camping out in Alaska. And you ever heard of hurricanes hitting Alaska before?
No, but I've heard of fucking snowstorms.
It was a hurricane. Apparently, there was a hurricane out in Alaska one time.
I'm pretty sure I would have heard about that on the news, bro.
I swear to God. He said it was a fucking hurricane. Big-ass windstorm, rain, everything. What?
Was it on the news?
Fuck, I have no idea. This was back in 2016.
That would have definitely been on the news. Look that up. I think dude's fucking yanking your balls through your blue jeans. So.
No, anyway. It was a bad rainstorm, windstorm, whatever. They even had the stakes, the fucking stakes, inside the ground with attached to their camping tent while they were fucking. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, this wind rainstorm just comes out of fucking nowhere. He's on top fucking her like this. And all of a sudden, this windstorm just takes the stakes out of the ground, pushes that fucking tent while they're fucking literally at least a few feet across the campsite.
We hit the fire alarm button in the elevator at Greg's and fucked him in.
I can see you doing that.
No, I'm just kidding. I would never.
Bullshit, I can see you doing that.
I would.
But no, it blew the tent, like flipped, like few feet across the campsite. He tells me later on, like later on that week, after he tells me what happened, and he goes, dude, I swear to God, as we started flipping in that fucking camp tent, I busted a nut so fucking bad, it ended up all over the campsite of the fucking tent. And I was like, you're telling me you busted a fucking nut during a hurricane or some bad rain windstorm? You weren't scared at all? You didn't go a little soft at all? He's like, I don't know what it was, but as soon as that windstorm started pushing us that tent, I went so far deep in that broad. Fuck, I don't know what was going to happen. All I know is I men busted a nut everywhere.
I know men compete with the headboard. I play. Next time you're having sex and the headboard's clapping the wall, push against the headboard and quiet it down and see what happens. The louder and faster the headboard goes, the harder and faster you go.
I agree with that.
You know what I got a problem with? She can sit here and talk to me in my face. Tell me, I need you to get this done today. I need you to do something. I got you. I'm listening. As soon as she turns around and walks away, I don't forget what the fuck she already said. I swear to God, I got a problem bad about that.
Well, I know y'all are probably going to be asking, because I know you guys asked this question last time I had a guest on the show. And at least 25 to 30 people asked me the same fucking question, worded differently. So I'm just going to answer for you. Preston, how did we meet? I'm going to tell y'all right now. Now,
to a blonde-headed whore?
That pretty much sums it up, honestly. I hate to say it. A blonde-headed whore. So
that
there's
a beast.
There's this woman called so-and-so. I ain't going to say her name.
She's a fucking beast. She runs through about 15 dudes a week, son.
I mean, well, the bars ain't open, so her level of
I don't know. There was a motherfucker here last night.
Yeah, but you never know how she met him. She could have met him on Bumble or fucking Tinder or something. But no, I met this woman. I met this woman at a bar that I was working at here in Florida called Wild Greg's. And it's here in downtown Pensacola. And so I was working security.
Knows who the fuck you're talking about.
I was working security that night at the bar. And I get like some tip from somebody at the bar saying that there was a missing purse. Like they thought that it was missing, stolen, whatever.
Really, John had it on his hip.
No. I ain't no fanny pack, motherfucker.
I'll take it off my teeth if you get that.
What?
She's looking at
panties?
Lingerie.
Looks like this conversation of this whole sex thing is getting her looking at little things to spice up.
She does
up
that all the time, bro. I'll be at work. She'll be sending me fucking dirty shit all the time. It's like, alright, well, I'm coming home.
On lunch break.
Boss, I'm sick. I threw up. Offered a black hot. Just kidding. I can't leave work.
Anyway, so I go find this woman's purse. I find out who the purse belongs to, and I'm like, hey, I found your purse. It was over here, the bull riding section. Somebody turned it in. Here you go. Hopefully everything's in there. So she checks everything, makes sure it was in there, and she goes, oh, thank you so much. You know, keep in mind, she was, few shots in and a few drinks in to being Brittany bitch, because apparently that's what her name is when she's drinking, is I'm Brittany bitch. And that's not her actual name. That's just who she turns into when she's drinking. So she tells me, hey, look, I'm going to buy you a shot to say thank you for finding my purse. And I said, well, I'm working right now. I can't really do that. But I can shake your hand and say, hey, I'm glad I found your purse. So another day goes by. That woman shows up again. At that time, she's completely sober. So you know. I was like, hey, what?
She didn't even remember you.
Oh, no, she did.
Okay.
I told her, I was like, hey, I hope you don't lose your purse this time. She's like, hey, I really thank you for, you know, finding my purse. And at that time, you know, I really didn't know who she was, so I thought she was kind of attractive. I didn't know, like, what type of person she actually was.
Yeah, so that's the other day, how you kick somebody out of your house when you don't even know their name.
How you gonna marry somebody and not know their last name, first of all?
I've done it.
What?
I've been married 6 times, dude.
Are you for real?
Yeah. I'm 26.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
I'm just kidding.
Even your girlfriend was like, yep, that's true.
She goes along with it. Are you looking at tattoos now or what?
But, so I end up getting her, number, and about a week goes by, I'm hanging out at the beach, and I hit her up, and I was like, hey, what are you doing? And, you know, she's just saying, nah, not really much, I'm just getting off work, I got off work early today, and I ain't really planning on doing much. And I was like, well, hey, you know, how about I invite you over to the beach, and we'll have a couple beers, hang out. She's like, okay. So she meets me over at Pensacola Beach, and we didn't even go get drinks. We ended up just talking in the parking lot for like 20 minutes. And she was like, well, where are we going to go drink? And I was like, well, we can either go drink or we can get a case of beer, get some alcohol, and we can go back to your place and hang out. She's like, it sounds good to me. So we ended up going to the store, getting alcohol, and then come back to her place. And by the way, nothing happened between us. I think the only thing we did was make out. That was pretty much it. We didn't fuck. We didn't do nothing.
It's a good thing, because you would be getting tested.
Most likely, yeah. I would be. And then, as we pull up to her place...
That bitch is like Home Depot, 5 cents a screw. It's like a fucking doorknob, son. Everybody gets a turn.
That was good. That was good. I gotta admit that was good. No, we pull up to her place, and... Preston was just getting off work, and he was out here. I think, what, you were just chilling out here with a beer or whatever?
Probably. I got a beer today in my hand after work.
Yeah, you were just hanging out here with a beer. You, I think, were just inside the house with the kids.
Probably yelling at them.
Something like that.
Our kids are assholes.
Well, Bethany apparently had... Well, fuck, I just said her name. God damn it. I'm going to have to edit that out.
Her last name was Davis.
Fuck. God damn
it. Look on Tinder.
No.
It says call her daddy. You'll know which one it is.
Anyways, so she has a dog.
An ugly ass little dog. Looks like a
white claw. Get her a white claw right white there. White claw.
Land shark.
Mango. You want mango?
That's all there is, dummy.
Yeah. So
you bought them.
Yeah, I did. I bought them. That's right. So, she has a dog.
Looks like
cutest thing ever.
No, it's not. The bitch is ugly. No,
that dog. Every time I hang out with that dog is like.
Lit. Looks like a used Q-tip. And she looks like a pug dog. Her eyeballs poke out her head.
Anyways, that dog a little pug off apparently loves Preston's kids. That dog loves Preston's kids. So every time Preston and them get
she
home,
she just says it does.
The dogs come visit Preston's kids.
So she can come.
Well, I'm sitting out there at the, you know, bed of my truck smoking a cigarette. Who? Bethany?
Yeah, he said
her name. Hey, goddamn.
I'm telling you, I'm serious.
Anyway.
She come over here one night, dude. We was all sitting out. I was like, all right, guys, I'm going to get in the shower. She's like, all right, well, I'm going to leave now then. Mm-hmm. Swear to God.
Why would she say that?
And then, like, I'll pull up from work and she'll come over here with her dog.
I won't even be here and she'll pull up. Or he'll pull up.
See, like, here's a treat. Lily wanted you to give her a
treat. What about
the
kids? The kids even there?
No, because I'm...
She's like, Lily wanted you to give her a treat. And I'm like, oh. Throw the treat on the ground.
Jonathan. No, but, so, the dog would come say hi to Preston's kids. I'm sitting at the bed of my truck smoking a cigarette, just chilling, watching these two conversate. So I'm like, well, honestly, you know, this is before me and her made out. I'm like, well, hey, if this works out between me and her, you know, obviously I'm going to have to introduce myself to this guy since this is her neighbor. So I end up going to introduce myself to Preston, and one thing led to another, and now we're We're pretty good friends. We've drank at the bar. We've drank at the beach. We've hung out, you know. We made some tri-tip dinner tonight. It was fucking bomb as shit.
Fucked a bunch of whores together.
We haven't done that yet. We have to go to Vegas for that. Until this whole pandemic bullshit is over and done with.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
Besides herpes, that should have come back with you.
Yep. Fuck, herpes follows you everywhere.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either. I just heard people. Oh my god, she said something. She laughed.
She didn't say nothing. She laughed.
That's still a sound.
I told Morgan, make me dinner how I fuck. I come home from work, son. I had a minute to ride some Vienna sausages.
Fuck.
I said, good lord.
Well, yeah, that chick I was just telling y'all about, she ended up turning out to the person that I do not want to be around. So,
but the secret is, dude, it ain't about how deep your fish is. How you wiggle your worm.
Fuck, I could wiggle my worm deep into that shit.
I can't. I ain't. That's hard, son. It don't want to bend.
You sure you don't want one?
Don't spit White Claw at me.
Alright, so we're about 41 minutes into this podcast.
It's a wrap.
It ain't no wrap. We go until about 50 minutes. So we got time for a couple more stories.
I got one for you, my ex.
Alright. Baby mama?
Yep, old Caitlin Lord. So we got a camper out front of my house, right? And that's where we all party at in the camper shit. Well, Clone shit wasn't hooked up. So she's like, I gotta poop, you know? I'm like, well, go in the house, you know? My dad don't care. He's asleep. Go in the house. There's a fucking bathroom there. Her friend goes out there to pee beside her, I guess, while she's pooping. She's standing in the ant bed, gets ate the fuck up. And then my ex takes her shit right by my front steps and leaves toilet paper on top of the shit. And my dad woke up and was like, who the fuck shit in the front yard? I was like, what do you mean? It's probably a dog. He's like, no, it ain't a fucking dog. I get over there, there's toilet paper on it. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I can't even mistake that for dog shit. There's toilet paper on it. Serious? Swear to God, big old mass of shit, too. I kind of looked at her. I swear to God on everything else. I kind of looked at her different, son.
Dude, I'll tell you one thing. My buddy, one of my good friends back in California, he was telling me a story. I think he was about 15 when this whole shindig happened. But he was talking to this girl on the phone, and keep in mind, at 15 years old, he was the type of guy to basically talk on the phone for a random chick for at least 2.5-3 hours, like maybe Kevin. More. Maybe more.
That sounds like Kevin.
he would talk to her for at least 2.5 hours, 3 hours, whatever. Well, around the 2 hour mark, they were laughing about something, and all of a sudden, as he's laughing, he's farting just bop 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 bop. For the next 10 minutes, both of them are busting up laughing, just laughing back and forth. Fuck, I was laughing so hard about that story. I almost laughed and farted at the same time.
I've laughed and farted at the same time. That started sounding like a machine gun. Hit the deck, son. We're being shot.
I'm telling you, you farted earlier. I'm telling you, you can check your pants.
No, they're still good. They're dry.
I was in this was here in Florida when I first arrived here. First time going into a public grocery store. I forgot what I was going to buy. I know beer was on my list. I think this was like because I was getting like food I can just warm up in the microwave at the hotel or whatever. And I was getting like at least 2 cases of beer to bring back to the hotel, so that way I wouldn't have to go pay the expensive prices down there at the bar at the hotel. Well, I'm going into the fucking Publix grocery store, not even 5 minutes, I'm like, fuck man, I gotta take shit like really bad. So I go into the Publix restroom, and I go into the one stall that they had at that location. Fucking pube hair, at least. Ass hair, pube hair, something. All over the fucking toilet seat. Just all over the place.
I had a straddle that I put my legs on each side of the stall.
I was like, oh, dude, I'm almost puking. I was like, dude, I couldn't even shit. So I go over to the manager. I was like, hey, I need to show you something. And he goes, what? And I was like, trust me, I can't even explain it. You're just going to want to look inside this bathroom, in the men's bathroom. So I bring the manager over there. And he walks into the bathroom stall, looks at all that hair, all of a sudden just, bah! All over the fucking men's stall of the wall, just everywhere. And I was just like, dude, either that was nasty as fuck or you got COVID.
That was probably you, and you was like, fuck, I don't want to be the last piece of sand coming out of here.
How was it going to be me? I didn't even drop trial after I seen that.
Look, after all this COVID shit happened, I was at Home Depot, son, taking a shit. And this guy in the stall next to him, he gets on the phone. He's like, bro, I need you to come back in. There's no toilet paper in the stall. I get to looking at mine. There's no toilet paper in my stall neither, motherfucker. I'm telling you, I hobbled across, ass naked, son, across, spreading my cheeks apart to the fucking sink to get toilet or fucking paper towels.
Fuck no, I won't do that. I'll call the fucking store. I've done this before. I literally dialed the phone number of the store, and the lady answered, thank you for calling so-and-so. This is Michelle. How may I help you? Yes, I'm currently in your bathroom stall right now taking a shit. There ain't no toilet paper in here. I need help. Help. Right now. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. Dude, I sat on that fucking toilet for 15 minutes. Finally, somebody order a toilet paper? I'm like, yes, after 15 minutes of me calling you motherfuckers, give me that toilet paper.
I just hobbled across the bathroom and I was naked. Doo-doo in between my cheeks and everything.
Dude, if you do that, and it ain't no fucking secured bathroom, some guy can walk in and watch you do that.
Yeah, it wasn't secured. It was Home Depot.
Dude, you might be a faggot in there.
Nope. I was wiping my ass. I had a job to do.
Yeah, but a faggot might walk in and be like, oh, man.
Yeah. What are you doing? I don't know. He might have been talking to the floor. After I connected with my right hand. Yeah, that sucks, though.
Anyway, guys, hope you guys enjoyed that episode of the Buckwalt Entertainment Podcast. If we get some good feedback, hell, we might do this again. The same people.
Maybe.
Just let me know what you guys think of this episode and share it with your friends.
Smoke some crack.
I mean, y'all can do that if you want to. Just don't bring it around us.
Shoot your local drug dealer and,
And you used to look like a meth addict before you got your teeth fixed.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Thank you guys for all tuning in to this, and we'll see you next time. We got some funny more content coming up probably in the next week or so. So share it with your friends, and we'll see y'all next time.